Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Jets hire your man, Nathaniel Can't Hack It, as their offensive coordinator. Now, he, of course, for those who don't remember, was in Denver this year. Didn't even make it through the season. 4-11, I believe, was his record as the head coach. They were horrendous. Now, I don't know if he's the problem or if Russell Wilson Hackett was a problem. But I don't know if he's the reason Wilson, or at least a large part of the reason Wilson struggled so much. But I do know this, Rob. Wilson looked markedly better after they fired Hackett. I mean, he looked like so much better. Not back to his old self, but he was running better, scored more touchdowns, threw for more touchdowns. And so we'll see if that carries over to next year. But here's what I want to throw by you, Rob, because everybody's saying that since Nathaniel Hackett was the offensive coordinator of the Packers when Aaron Rodgers won his two MVP awards, that Denver hired Hackett thinking, Rob, that that might get him Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers likes him. Chris Collinsworth said on one of the broadcasts that Nathaniel Hackett makes Aaron Rodgers laugh. That's why he likes him. But
I would laugh at him too with his coaching style as a head coach.
A lot of people think this gives the Jets a great chance and perhaps puts them in the driver's seat to get Aaron Rodgers. What are your thoughts?
I do not agree. I don't think he has that much pull. I think people keep putting that out there that Aaron Rodgers needs the offensive coordinator to make him good or bad. It doesn't mean that he doesn't like him. I remember when they fired the other guy, they didn't even tell Aaron Rodgers that the OC was going to be fired. And he, you know, him and Hackett got together and he played better and won back-to-back MVPs. I think there's got to be a lot of things that have to be in order. And going to the AFC, to me, the AFC is loaded, and to go to the Jets, and I'm not, they had a pretty good season. They got a good defense, but with that franchise, already one Green Bay Packer quarterback did that. It didn't work out, and that was Brett Favre. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to follow that footprint. So I don't believe that the Jets have any other advantage or big advantage over anybody else because of Hackett.
I don't want to disagree, Rob, but I was told that during his interview, Hackett pulled out his cell phone and called Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, was that the
that's how he got the job.
Oh, was that the job?
I'm
oh,
just
okay.
playing.
All right.
I'm just playing. Look, certainly I don't believe this is 100% sure that they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. Could it put them in the driver's seat? I think possibly. I think, Rob, my feeling is this. There has to be something to this. And I'm not saying it's a done deal. But if they're doing their job, Rob, then the Jets have scoured the league. They know the area, the type of trades other teams are willing to offer for Rodgers. They know what teams will be their competition for Rodgers in a trade. They know that Green Bay is willing to trade Rodgers. Like, they have to know these things. And if they've done that and done their homework, then I think, Rob, that is the only reason to hire Nathaniel Hackett. Now, I'm not saying he's a horrible coach. He was a horrible head coach. But, Rob, we've seen guys who are very good or great offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators. Josh McDaniels was obviously won Super Bowls as an OC with the Patriots and Tom Brady. Hadn't done jack as a head coach. He's been bad. So we've seen this happen, and a guy's still a great coordinator. So maybe Hackett is a good coordinator, but even so, Rob, coming off the not only sizable failure that he just had, but incredibly public failure, Rob. You know, like, this wasn't he was kind of with a team that nobody paid that much attention to. Denver was on TV all the time because of Russell Wilson. And we saw his gaffes week after week after week. And you don't win the press conference. Not that that's the only goal, but certainly, Rob, you know this. In New York, you don't want to hire somebody that everybody's going to destroy and destroy you for hiring him. And with a guy coming off the season he's coming off of, and obviously many other candidates out there that you could hire, I don't see why you would bring him in unless you thought there was a good chance that Aaron Rodgers might follow.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, you could think that, but I don't think that a player follows a coordinator.
I'm not saying he's like, Hackett, but
yeah,
I'm saying
I just find that hard to believe that.
But nobody's saying that, Rob. Nobody's saying Nathaniel Hackett has the key to Rodgers' kingdom. People are just saying they have a connection, they have a relationship, they had success together. And if Aaron Rodgers is going to end up playing for another team, he certainly at age 39 will want some type of familiarity within that organization.
But do you know whether Saleh or somebody there at the Jets has a relationship with Hackett? Because coaches...
Well, Saleh does. Okay. They coach together in Jacksonville.
There you go. I mean, that's the other part of it is guys in this business, if you follow like the coaching... They all take care of each other. You lose a job, I'm going to put you on my staff. Like, this is very commonplace. So I could see – and that doesn't mean that – sure, if Aaron Rodgers becomes available, but that your point right there about them being in Jacksonville is really what I always see with head coaches. Guys get fired all the time, and they wind up on somebody's staff. And Hackett went through it. You just said it, very public. And he got his money as a head coach, and he wants to, you know – dust himself off and get right back into it. Let me get back to being the offensive coordinator, which is where I excelled. I got my opportunity, didn't work out, but I don't want to be out of the game too long, or you know what I mean, have people.
Do you think Saleh could afford that I mean, I get what you're saying, and I think guys
yes,
usually,
because of his reputation as an offensive coordinator, not as a head coach.
Yeah, but it, I mean, it's not like he's been Josh McDaniels or somebody, Eric Bieniemy. He hasn't been that good. I mean, before Rodgers, he didn't have a ton of success. They had the 1 year in Jacksonville where they went to the conference title game. But other okay. than that, he hasn't. And then when he got with Rodgers, other than those situations, he's had some mediocre to even low-ranking offenses. I okay. hear you with the coaches. Right, I know they look out for each other.
Real quick, Chris.
But I think you bring him in as something else.
Okay,
you bring him in as an assistant, you know, some other position, not OC. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, we got sound from Sala about the quarterback having nothing to do with it. Here we go.
It doesn't matter what the connections are. Everyone's got a connection to everybody in this league. But the most important thing was finding a guy who we felt could continue developing our young guys at a very high level, and a guy who's done it before, a guy who's had success in this league with a variety of different quarterbacks.
Yeah. And he's right. There's nothing but connections between Chris. I get your point. And if you have him there and Aaron Rodgers has to pick between two or three places, then maybe he might lean towards you because of the familiarity with Hackett. But ultimately, I don't think Hackett has that much weight where Aaron Rodgers goes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Interesting story in the Boston Herald today. Real deep dive into what went wrong this season. I'm going to have Rob G kind of summarize it, but fingers are pointing at Bill Belichick. Rob G?
Yeah, the Boston Herald, who does great work, you know, one of the few papers out there nowadays that are still putting out consistent journalism, did a deep
dive.
Listen
to you selling papers up in Boston. Look, I love it.
There's like four of them left, Rob. You got to give them shout-outs when they deserve it.
But, but I'm with you with papers that still dig and still do stuff. You know what I mean? Instead of just the generic happy schmappy stuff. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So they did a full, you know, quote-unquote investigation on what happened with the New England Patriots this past season in light of them hiring Bill O'Brien. Because, you know, a big talking point coming into this season was who's going to call plays. Is Mac Jones' second season? And they settled on the dynamic duo of Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. Well, according
to the Joker and the Riddler,
according to a source in and around the Patriots organization, they're putting the blame for this past season's struggles squarely on head coach Bill Belichick. One source told the Herald, quote, "I love Bill, but he screwed us." They didn't use the word screwed, though. And they go and elaborate as to what exactly went wrong. Most of the column actually is almost like a hit piece on Joe Judge, because they're saying that he wasn't respected by Mac Jones, wasn't respected by the other coaches. And in fact, there were multiple instances, according to this report, where Judge, who was the quarterback coach, would try to lend his expertise to other position coaches. And after he would leave, that position coach would have to tell his players, hey, don't do that. That's not exactly how you do it. And it was a big old fiasco in New England.
I will say this, Rob. You could see when Joe Judge was in New York with the Giants head coaching, you could see his arrogance. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah. So apparently he's still like that. He wasn't humbled by his horrible performance with the Giants. But, yeah, I'm not surprised if he was trying to cross-coach, you know, coaching players at other positions and, you know, other coaches were bothered by it. But, Rob, first of all, I'll say this. Their defense obviously was a pretty good, and they were 8-9 in a tough division. They had a decent year even though they didn't make the playoffs. You got to credit the defense to Belichick. The players, of course, but Belichick.
But that's him. He's a defensive coach, and he's done it for decades, Chris. He just has.
He's fantastic on that side of the ball. But, Rob, I think you were with me on this. I know I said it. When they hired Matt Patricia or made Matt Patricia the offensive coordinator and Joe Judge the quarterback's coach, I knew and said from day one, this is horrible. First of all, it would be bad if you had Tom Brady at quarterback. All right, I don't care who your quarterback, how old, how experienced, how good he was. Having those two be your two offensive guys, primary offensive guys, is a disaster. But to do it when you have a second-year quarterback coming off a rookie season in which it was promising, but obviously he has a lot of room to grow and a lot of things to learn. To put him in the hands of those two, a career defensive coach, Matt Patricia, and a career special teams coach who failed miserably as an offensive coach and head coach with the Giants. Rob, I get why they, like, the article, the parts I read, it's not like blaming Belichick and like he can't coach. It's blaming him for hiring those two or promoting them to the head offensive guys. And I'm with them all the way. That was a horrible move. And really was a disservice and just a miscalculation for Mac Jones.
100%. It just didn't make sense. It's like it reeked of I know better than anybody. Yep. I'm going to show you that I can put anything and it'll work. Put anything together and it'll work. You know, like,
yep.
It didn't make any sense whatsoever to do what they did, because you knew it wasn't going to work out, and it wasn't fair to a young player like Mac Jones. It reeked of arrogance by Bill yep. Belichick that, look at what I've done. I can do almost anything, and it works out. And it was a mistake. It was a big mistake. And I'm not shocked whatsoever that it was a total failure. And again, the guys that they hired, too, just nothing to look forward to, nothing to feel good about, Chris, nothing to be like, this is genius, or this is smart, or this is ingenious, is what I wanted to say.
You're talking about going forward or
no,
or
when
just in the past?
When okay. they did. When it, when right, he did right, what he right. did, like, this is ingenious. Wow, he's doing something no one's ever done. This is fantastic. Wow, I can't believe Bill's doing this. No, it was the exact opposite. It was like, this doesn't make any sense. Right?
Right?
Like, everybody saw this. Again, we talk about it all the time. It wasn't a second guess, Chris. It was a first guess.
Absolutely. And Rob, look, we said, and we didn't do this, you know, to shout out head coaches or just coaches, period. But we said it because we believed it. When Jeff Saturday was hired as the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, we said, this is ridiculous. It is not that easy. It is not the NBA. Not that that's easy, but it's not the NBA, and it's not Major League Baseball. You cannot step into the NFL.
We're not even in the league, right?
Absolutely. You can't step into the NFL and just be a head coach because you know football. It's so much more to it than that. And Rob, it's the same thing with being a coordinator. I mean, Bill Belichick essentially took the approach of like a high school coach, where it's like, oh, you know, let's move this guy, you know, he's going to be our receivers coach. He's going to be our quarterbacks coach. He's going to be our offensive lineman coach, when they might not be quote unquote experts at those positions. Right. But they know the game, they're coaching, and they can learn it. That's the feeling. Well, that might work in high school, but in the pros, Rob, why in the world would you put a career defensive coach and make him an offensive coordinator?
It doesn't make sense.
And
it
we
makes
can
no
see
sense.
It from here. You're the most successful coach in the history of the NFL, and you didn't know you couldn't just make a linebackers coach or a defensive line coach, whatever he was, an offensive coordinator with the guys they got calling plays now?
Right. It doesn't even make sense. He could have gone out and hired somebody and just did the traditional thing, and it would have been way better. It wasn't like, maybe you're getting some offensive guy, Chris, who you're giving the first opportunity to. You're giving defensive guys like Matt Patricia a job that he shouldn't have. Do you know what I mean? Like that's the part that didn't make any sense.
Nah, and you hit it on the head. It reeks of arrogance. And it was arrogance. It was Bill Belichick thinking, I'm smarter than everybody else, and I'll show them. I can put anybody anywhere and we'll have success. Well, how you like it now, Bill?
And it didn't work. I'll tell you that.
It didn't. It failed miserably because, Rob, not only did you have a mediocre to bad season, but now we don't know what Mac Jones is. At least after last season, they did make the playoffs his rookie year. But at least after that year, you went into it thinking, okay, Mac Jones is pretty good. Like, we obviously want to see some growth and improvement, but he might be our guy. Do they feel that way now? You have no idea.
No, Mac Jones, you don't feel that way. You're not sure what he is, Chris.
Right.
I think you have more questions now than ever.
Yeah, this was a mess, and, you know, it was arrogance. And the other thing, Rob, and they're bringing in Bill O'Brien as the new OC. Is that the best hire in the world? I mean, there are obviously some hot shots out there, Rob, that are really creative offensively that you could bring in.
It's his guy, you know,
yep.
from Boston.
The nepotism, you know, I know it's not family
right, but
by
it is.
Blood, but yeah, it's, I mean, and I get it, Rob, that's what coaches tend to do. You mentioned it kind of last hour. I mean, they bring in guys they know. They bring in guys they know that can work with them, they'll be comfortable with, right, and things like that. So I get it. O'Brien is a good offensive coordinator. I think this is a good hire. I mean, I'm not saying he's the best guy they could have gotten, but he's a good hire. It'll be a huge upgrade over Patricia and Judge. I don't know what they're going to do with – I don't know if – I mean, he was the quarterback's coach. I don't know if he still is for the moment. I can't imagine O'Brien's going to keep him there. But, yeah, I just – Rob, and you know I talk about – and we're not doing a Belichick segment. I say it all the time. He's coached 9 seasons without Tom Brady. He's made the playoffs twice. And he even with the Patriots, he has a losing record without Brady as his quarterback. So, Rob, a lot of his record is unimpeachable. A lot of great coaches, it ends, you know, either so-so or badly. Tom Landry was fired. I think Chuck Noll, it might not have ended, you know, as far as winning games and the record and all that. You know, you have your run. And then generally, you know, you might have some down years before you retire. So I'm not saying anything about his legacy, but I don't think he's going to win another Super Bowl, Rob. Because he's, what is he, 70? How old is Belichick?
He's younger than we thought, right? Pete Carroll's the oldest, Chris. Pete Carroll looks great, but I think Pete Carroll is older than Bill Belichick, which you wouldn't.
Yeah, I think we looked at
that. Am I right?
Before.
Didn't we?
Belichick is 70, and he's about to be, he'll be 71 in April.
And how old is Pete Carroll? Do we know? 73?
Yeah, he's in his 70s.
Just look, he was 70 before, Chris. Just to check. Are they the same age?
Yeah, Carroll is 71
already.
71. So he's a year older, basically, right, than Belichick.
But if you look at those two guys, I mean, Carroll has the gray hair, but he looks great.
And Belichick doesn't look – I mean, Belichick is in good
shape. No, but he looks like an older man,
from what I can tell.
You know what
I
mean, right.
But he's probably only going to coach, I don't know, 5 more years, 6 more years at the most or something like that. I don't think he's going to win another Super Bowl, but I'm sure he is trying like the Dickens, and this wasn't a good move this season, wasn't a step in the right direction. And Rob, surprisingly, even up there in New England, you had some people questioning him.
Chris, I mean, like, nobody gets a free pass forever, and time, when there are a lot of people who maybe said stuff to Bill Belichick and always thought he was so smug. And now once there's a little crack, there's their chance. You know what I mean? To be critical. And I've seen this happen with guys. You know what I mean? You two covering people later on in their careers when there's a crack in there and then people pounce.
All those years you were
you couldn't say nothing.
You were arrogant. Yep. You were, you know, mistreating the media and all that.
It's true.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point because obviously he's not, you know, the most.
He's not the same guy, right? But he's not the same guy either. He's not the same clout that he used to have.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
And our next guest is the national NFL writer from The Athletic, Mike Jones. Mike, welcome to The Odd Couple.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing good.
We are
How are you, man?
Great to have you on. Let's talk about you. You wrote a great column in The Athletic. Frank Reich was just hired as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. And Steve Wilks, who was their interim, did a great job. They were 6-6 under him. They had had a losing record. What were they, 1-7 when he took over, something like that?
1-4. They were 1-4 when he took over this season. I think they had lost like their last three to end last season. So if you look at it that way,
okay.
But yeah, I mean, they were not competitive. They looked like they had no fire. They were listless. It was, you know, they didn't look like an NFL team, basically, the way they were playing.
And you said, you wrote a column saying that, I mean, you talked about Wilks, but you also took it to the league in general. Panthers Steve Wilks rejection continues painful narrative for black NFL coaches. So just tell us about your column and what's in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it was a lot of frustration this evening, this afternoon, when the news came out that they were hiring Frank Reich. Now, to some degree, people, you know, were kind of holding their breath, hoping and feeling, believing that Steve Wilks had done enough to win this job, to earn the promotion. And, you know, there were a lot of people who felt like the signs were pointing to that. And then turned out they went with Frank Reich, and there were some people who weren't surprised, and I'm talking about, you know, people of color, coaches, front office people, scouts, but, you know, the common refrain, you know, I had people calling me who work in the league or like, man, what's a brother got to do? Because he had a bad deck of cards, and he made the most out of it and positioned them. They were flirting with a playoff when berth there without, you know, a star like Christian McCaffrey, without a true and a starting quarterback option, you know. And, you know, they had beaten the Bucs in an upset. They beat Seattle, was a playoff team. And he really changed the culture, and it wasn't enough. And so, you know, it was like you heard more excuses for why he didn't deserve the job than reasons why he did coming out of the Panthers.
And here's the slap in the face, is that Jeff Saturday is getting a second interview, and he's going through the process, and it feels like Robert Irsay is going to hire him. You know, like, and that's the bad part, is he stunk. He was 1-7 or whatever, and was awful. And that's enough for him to get the job from the interim tag. But Wilkes did a good job, and no way, no how. This is the problem of the NFL and why people feel the way they feel about the league.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And you know, the message that it sends, and it's been repeatedly sent, is that, look, you're not going to get a real legitimate shot to run a team. They're not going to trust you if you're a black coach. The opportunities are few and far between. And when you do get that opportunity, it's going to be some undesirable opportunity that nobody else would take. And then don't expect to be sticking around for the long haul. It wasn't just Steve Wilkes here with this interim situation. You know, we saw it with Lovie Smith down in Houston, yep, and David Culley before that.
Right.
They always bring
and
the
Wilkes
brothers
in
there.
Arizona.
Right. They bring the brothers in there to deal with the mess. And then as soon as they get towards the salary cap and the draft pick situations better, they can them and then go with somebody else. That's, you know, they'll deny it, but a lot of coaches and front office people around the league who are watching this, that's their reality of the way that ownership around the league treats black coaches.
When you talk to players, or if you talk to players about this topic, what is their general feeling? What do they say? Do they care? Do they, you know, what's their thought process about it?
No, they care because some of them have aspirations to go into coaching, you know, later on. And look, Brian Burns, and, you know, he was, you know, the biggest star left on this team. He lobbied. He said, you know, I hope that he gets the opportunity because he's earned it. And he praised the work that Steve Wilkes has done. It's frustrating for black players, just like it is, you know, for the guys in the coaching ranks who are trying to work their way up. But at the same time, you know, they know that, hey, these owners are basically going to hire whoever they want to. The NFL can roll out all kinds of initiatives and try to do things to position people of color for advancement, but the owners are the ones who have the hiring and firing power, and they aren't bought in the way that Roger Goodell's office and the way that, you know, some people around the league are.
One name you don't seem to hear much about when it comes to head coaching again is Eric Bieniemy. I mean, his name was out there, Chris, right. Yeah, a few years ago, still the OC with the Chiefs, obviously still having great success. But what happened? Why do you think his name is no longer even kind of mentioned out there when it comes to these head coaching openings?
There was a little bit this year, but not like in years past. You know, there were, again, it's the same situation where you hear more excuses as why he doesn't deserve a job more than reasons why he does, when, you know, you see other people who are hired who got worse track records. They throw out all these reasons why they do deserve it and ignore the reasons, the excuses why they don't. You know, some things you've heard, you know, with something deep in his past, or doesn't interview well, you know, all kinds of stuff, again, that sound like excuses. But anybody who's worked with him or played under him will tell you this guy is a strong communicator. He's very creative. He's a strong leader. You know, Andy Reid, he stood on the table for him at the owners' meetings last year saying, look, this guy is a quality coach and deserves to be a head coach in the NFL. But then now we're hearing, oh, people have requested to interview him for an OC job. Maybe it'd be better for him to move out from under Andy Reid to prove himself, you know, that he's capable. And then maybe he'll get a head coaching job. But again, that's another excuse because all of Sean McVay's offensive coordinators who weren't play callers didn't need excuses to become head coaches. But here they are trying to find an excuse why Eric Bieniemy does not deserve to be one.
This league has a real problem. And I still, Chris and I talk about this all the time. It's not going to change until the players force change and make sure that ownership respects them when their playing days are over and that they're included. We're not asking. It's not like you're playing in the NHL and you want 75% of the jobs to go to black coaches when there's 2% of the players in the league that are black. You know what I mean? This is a league that has almost 70%, and that's where you draw your coaches from and assistants and opportunities, yep. And it's shameful. It's shameful. Yeah,
It really is, but my only thing is what can the players do? These billionaire owners, do not like to be told what to do. They all smile and nod at Roger Goodell and Troy Vincent and say, oh, yeah, let's introduce all these new diversity hiring initiatives, and then turn around and go hire their drinking buddies like Jeff Saturday for jobs. If they do not, they themselves do not have the true desire to give some of these, you know, men an opportunity, they're not going to. They're going to continue to go to the country club and then hire the guys that look like them, no matter what Goodell says, no matter what Troy Vincent says, no matter what players say. It's on the owners. They're the ones that have the power, and they are just too high and mighty, arrogant. They're not going to be told to change the way they do this.
It would have to be something radical. It would have to be something radical and something unified.
No doubt, Chris.
Like something like a coach. I mean,
really,
yeah.
Something like Brian Flores and Steve Wilkes filing suit. That didn't change. You know.
No, no, no. Like players saying, "We're not going to play at this team. This guy doesn't give us opportunities."
Never had a blackhead coach.
Yeah, like we're not going to. I don't know.
Yeah, we're not necessarily expecting them to do it. I'm just saying it would take something that radical
where you say, "Hey guys, don't sign in Chicago." They don't, and that's not true. They just hired a black team president, Cameron Warren. But I'm saying, where you say a team, look at his track record and say, "Don't go there." This is because if you remember. The union did it one time, Chris, when Coughlin was unfairly fining the players down in Jacksonville.
You remember that?
And the union told players, don't go there, don't play in Jacksonville. And you remember he got fired. They didn't even wait till the end of the season. They fired him on the spot almost because it was bad for, you know, business.
Mike, we thought as well when Byron left, which – you know, a few years ago, you were hearing his name. Jacksonville, he almost got that job. He could have got that
last job. Year.
Yeah.
Last year.
And the way he was fired this year, it seems like that's probably going to hurt his quest to become a head coach. Do you think that's accurate?
No, that's accurate. You know, asking around, even before the end of their season, I was, you know, trying to pick people's brains on who the hot coaching candidates were going to be, and his name was not coming up. And I asked people, I said, well, what's the deal? And they said, well, you know, you see how the offense has dropped off with Bruce Arians gone. He's probably going to have to go somewhere and rebrand himself and show that, hey, it was more problems around me this past year in Tampa. It was not me. So I expect that we'll see him somewhere as another offensive coordinator, and then hopefully he gets that opportunity. Another guy whose name you're not hearing is Leslie Frazier, who has continually done a stand-up job as the defensive coordinator there in Buffalo, and no interest at all you're not hearing of him interviewing for these jobs. And it's just like, wow, what happened? You know, he continued to do great work. Byron Leftwich still, you know, yes, they had some warts, but they also had problems on their offensive line. They had a lot of injuries and everything. Why is this guy highly sought after 1 year and then all of a sudden it changes? And then you see all these retreads who get fired. I mean, look, Nathaniel Hackett couldn't even make it through a full season as a head coach, and now he's the offensive coordinator. And with the Jets, when he didn't call plays in Green Bay and he couldn't call plays, you know, effectively in Denver. But there's second chances for white coaches and not so much for black coaches.
Mike, before you go, and we got about a minute max. There's a lot of talk about, well, the Nathaniel Hackett hire, you know, they must think they're going to get Aaron Rodgers because of it. I don't see how in the world it makes any sense unless they think they got a good shot or this increases their chances of getting Rodgers. What is your take on this?
You know, yes, I do think that they hired him hoping that his close relationship will help him get Rodgers, just like Denver hired him hoping it and it didn't work out. Right. But is there enough there to appeal to Rodgers?
Right.
He's got to look at that roster and say, can this help me win another Super Bowl? They've got a good defense, you know, and they've got, you know, some young talent on offense. I don't know that this talent there is any better than what he was with in Green Bay. So I don't know that this move is going to work because I just don't know. You know, there's got to be teams that are closer to win now mode than what the Jets are.
All right. That's Mike Jones, The Athletic, national NFL writer. Excellent stuff, Mike. We appreciate
really,
it.
Really, really good stuff. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play?
Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.